بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، my respected and honorable friends, I'm only taking a few minutes of yours. Thereafter, inshallah, Maulvi Muhammad Wadiwala will take over for the question and answers. I feel if we delay it for another day, there's a lot of rewards that the brothers in Etikaf will be losing. Please do remember, each one of you, I love you all more than my children. I don't hate anybody, despite you talking evil about me, doing bad things. I forgive you all of that, but still too, I love you. Why I love you? Because you are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why I love you? I want each one of you to enter Jannah. And my dear respected friends, there are only few simple things to do. You do these few simple things, a lot of reward you'll get. First, I'm reading a story which was read in the first 10 days of Ramadan. This is just to highlight to you that what will happen to you on the day of Qiyamah when you are raised. So take special precaution of what you are hearing and follow these advices that are given by our pious elders so that we can accumulate much, much good deeds in this world, which will help us on the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected friends, concerning the mu'min, the Quran says, He will welcome them while they will be fresh and happy. That is on the day of Qiyamah, when you are raised, you will be welcome, fresh and happy. Now that is what every mu'min is looking for. That the consternation on the day of Qiyamah, you are getting up fresh, happy, no worry. But for that you got to work and you got to build it up. If you don't work, you don't get nothing. If you don't build, nothing goes. So that's why, my dear respected friends, listen to the story carefully. On the day of Qiyamah, when believers will be resurrected from the qabr, their faces will be radiant with a heavenly luster, and happiness will be coming out of their hearts. Now this will be only for those that are obedient servants of Allah, and those that seek repentance all the time from Allah. So now the first thing we have learned now so far from this story is that we must make the ibadat of Allah. Since we are human beings, we commit sins, we commit wrongs, we commit mistakes. We should make it a habit to every day seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. Now we go further. When the mu'min rises from the qabr, he will find in front of him a person whose face will glitter like the sun, attired in beautiful white garments, with a crown on his head. The noble stranger will come closer and offer salutation to the resurrected mu'min, who will answer the salam and ask, Who are you? Are you an angel? The stranger will reply, I am not an angel. The mu'min will ask, Are you a Nabi? The stranger will say, I am not a Nabi. The mu'min will ask, Are you a close servant of Allah? The stranger will say, I am not a close servant of Allah. The mu'min will ask, Who then are you after all? Then the stranger will reply, I am your virtuous deeds. I am present to take you to Jannah. You are to mount on me now. The mu'min will say, I cannot mount such a holy person as yourself. The stranger says, Now listen to the stranger's answer. And this answer is the lesson that I want you to take and carry with you your entire life. The stranger says, For a considerable period on earth, I was mounted on you. Now I say, with Allah's pleasure, you be mounted on me. So my dear respected friends, what every human being, we don't say what every mu'min, but every human being, there is this behind on his back. That all the amals he make, that the person that is mounted on your back right now will get bigger, fatter, stronger, healthier. That is, you are feeding him my dear respected friends, with your good deeds. The more you do, the more it's going to become stronger. So on the day of Qiyamah, when you are going to mount the stranger, this amals of yours is going to be nice, healthy, big to carry you. Nobody wants to climb something that is swak, isn't it? When you climb something swak, don't gather good deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful upon us that for small, small deeds, He's given us great, great rewards. Now I'm going to read also this, what has been read in the first 10 days of Ramadan, to encourage the brothers to increase their nawafil during the month of Ramadan. Make them as much as you possibly can. Definitely you are going to read your 20 rakats of Taraweeh. Above the 20 rakats of Taraweeh, what are you going to add? That is, you got to listen carefully. Very carefully, my dear respected friends. See how much reward you're going to get. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that no mu'min servant of Allah performs salah during its night, that is any night of Ramadan, but Allah will record for him 1,500 hasana. That is now, my dear respected friends, for one sajda that you make, you will get 1,500 hasana. And Allah will build a home for him in Jannah, made out of red ruby, which will have 60,000 doors, each of its doors having interlinked to leading to a palace made out of gold, ornamented, beautified, and decorated with rubies. So from this first half of the hadith, we learn that for every sijda you make, Allah will build this magnificent palace for you in Jannah. That's for every sijda you make. So alone 20 rakats of Taraweeh that you make with the correct intention for the pleasure of Allah, there is already 40 palaces for you. Now, mu'min may turn back and say, where is all these things going to fit? We are thinking in the amount of land that we have in this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the last person from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will enter Jannah, last, when he entered, the door of Jannah will be closed. The size of his Jannah will be equivalent to the size of the universe. So your Jannah is going to be even bigger, inshallah, because you're not going last, inshallah. So my dear respected friends, how are you going to fill it? Fill it here while you are living. Otherwise you're going to have barren land there. Come, fill it, my dear respected friends. Further, the hadith says, thus, when the mu'min fasts on the first day of Ramadan, all his past sins are pardoned. And 70,000 malaika make istighfar for him daily, from the time of the Fajr Salah until the sun sets. So if you are staying with dignity, with honor in the masjid, not the wrath of Allah and anger by Allah by talking, see how many angels are seeking forgiveness for you. 70,000 from Fajr till sunset. But the moment you open your mouth and you talk and you bring the wrath of Allah, you think those angels are going to ask forgiveness for you? Don't miss that opportunity. That is what you came here to seek, your forgiveness. Here the angels are helping you, asking for those forgiveness. So please, zap. If you zap, you get something. You open up, you're losing. So please learn to zap. I was just thinking of something this morning. It was so nice and peaceful when the brothers were sleeping. I'm going to tell Amir from next year, we only got one Mahmood here. Sleep all the time. So we'll have total silence. You only get up to read your namaz, you can sleep again. No Quran reading, no nothing. No talks also. You just get up and sleep, get up and sleep, that's all. We'll have nice, quiet. Like how beautiful was it 10 o'clock this morning? Silent, you'll think there's nobody in this masjid. Keep it up that way, my dear respected friends. You'll win, inshallah. Keep it up. Then further the hadith says, and for every sajda that he makes during Ramadan, either by day or by night, there will be for him a tree in Jannah so huge that a person on horseback will ride on its shade for 500 years. Come now, plant your trees. Let's see how much trees you can plant. Now, my dear respected friends, I'm finishing my talk with one very beautiful advice to do for you. Easy, simple, and do it throughout the year, not only during the month of Ramadan, but try to practice it and bring it into practical life after in the month of Ramadan, which is very, very simple to do. It is the noble sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the three rakats of witr. Whether you're a Hanafi or a Shafi, whoever you are, we are now practicing on the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to read two rakats of nafal, sitting down and reading it. You make an intention that I'm reading nafal, but in a manner of a sunnah way, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to sit and read it. So you get reward of a sunnah also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to read in the first rakat Iza Zulzila, the 99th surah of the Quran. So you can't forget the 99th in the first rakat. And in the second rakat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to read Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. So have you got the two surahs? Iza Zulzila and Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, whoever reads this two surah will get the reward of worshipping Allah the whole night. Come, in five, under 3 minutes I would say, so much of reward. But my dear respected friends, I want you to go a step ahead. That I printed this morning all pamphlet of the translation of Iza Zulzila. Bring that frightening state about the day of Qiyamah when you are going to be resurrected. And this whole surah gives you the picture of it. So bring that picture every single day when you're reading Iza Zulzila in your two rakats nafal after witr. So that concern can come into your minds, into your hearts, that on the day of Qiyamah when I'm raised, what is going to happen to me? And what preparations I must make. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Really, my dear brothers, we are teaching you small, small things to do, but what great reward. So you won't leave this itikaf empty-handed. At least something you will take and go with. And if you practice with that throughout the year, inshallah, you'll become a perfect mu'min soon. May Allah ta'ala accept from us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.